Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Moneyweb.
South Africa's retail sector is showing promising signs of recovery, with retail sales growing consistently, and major shopping centres are now seeing a resurgence in foot traffic. However, there is a caveat here. Navigating economic challenges and shifting consumer behavior always requires innovation and adaptability. And I'm wondering to what extent the industry, the sector, is moving quick enough in that respect. I want to explore all of this with Nashiel Chotoki, who is Retail National Asset Manager at Redefine Properties. Nashiel, a very good evening to you. So good news, retail sales growing steadily, rent to turnover, that ratio has reached its best level, I understand, in a decade. Are there specific factors, in your opinion, that are driving these positive trends?
Good evening, Jeremy. Yes, certainly. I think looking at it at an industry level, we see grocery being a particular driver of the great turnover growth, and for that matter, the recovery of retail. Generally, I think, you know, we think that that's as a result of a constrained consumer, which means that the consumer then focuses on what we refer to as non-discretionary spend, which is grocery, pharmacy, medical. That continues to drive, and we foresee that kind of being a driver of growth into the long and medium term. Simply because I think that although interest rates have reduced, it'll take generally between 6 to 9 months for that to filter into disposable income, and therefore grocery and that non-discretionary spend will continue to drive retail growth.
In fact, Nashiel, what you're also saying is that the focus on grocers and retail is now accounting for over 60% of turnover growth. And this is aligning very positively, I imagine, with our current consumer spending habits. The challenge, of course, is to make sure that that continues.
Yeah, so Redefine, we have 1.2 million square meters across various categories within retail and across various geographies. Mm. We plan to increase our exposure to this category up to 40% of our total GLA in the next financial year. I do, however, think the caveat, as you indicated earlier, is not just to ensure that you have a great grocer, because your competing centers will have a great grocer as well. It's about how you curate your tenant mix to cater for the entire shopper journey, and in particular, creating and allowing for those experience-based retailers, which creates a unique selling point for one shopping center over another. I think a great grocer means you have an entry onto the playing field, if I could call it that.
Is there a science then into getting that tenant mix right, or does it differ between center and center and geography and geography?
I think there's a lot of science and data that gets used, and it needs to be balanced with experience and understanding of retail. So a lot of the data that one uses is demographic data, understanding spending patterns, understanding retailers' feedback, and partnering with retailers to exchange what the experience is on the ground, then helps us actually determine what is lacking from a tenant mix or from a merchandise offering. We particularly want to focus on how we communicate with our shoppers as well, to create those open forums with them and create a two-way communication line. But the data analytics that's around that is massive. I think it has to be balanced with look and feel, however.
If grocers are driving the footfall at the moment, and they've become such an important mix as far as malls are concerned, I also imagine that they will hold the trump card when it comes to negotiating rental.
I think, you know, you need a grocer to have a successful shopping center. And rental for grocers are fairly market related. I think the grocer and the property owners have a good understanding of what a market related rental is for that tenant. I think we particularly want to use grocers in shopping centers to anchor a node of a shopping center so that the tenant mix that's leading into it becomes sustainable and then feeds off the traffic that grocers create for the center.
You also talk about allocating 40% of gross lettable to essential and value-focused retailers. What do you mean by that? And that's fairly ambitious, isn't it? What benefits would you foresee from this specific approach?
So that specific approach talks to how we catering for consumer needs, which is, as we indicated and spoken at length about so far, is grosser. But in addition, the likes of value fashion is a key driver. And we see that in the results from the likes of Mr. Price and the Pepco Group, which have shown great growth in turnover. So it's ensuring that we also adjust our tenant mix in the fashion segment to accommodate for the value demand that consumers require in our shopping centers.
What is the new look shopping mall going to look like going forward? Are there these big monoliths that we see scattered around key metropolitan areas, or is the focus these days on something smaller and more bespoke? Which way is that trend line heading, Nashil?
Interestingly, Jeremy, you know, out of COVID, the trend line was going towards the smaller convenience type shopping centers, what they would so-called the strip mall, where you park outside the store. However, if we look at the last 2 years, that has turned largely towards now being the larger shopping centers, being the likes of the monoliths that you speak about. So within Redefine, we have Centurion Mall, the likes of Blue Route, Kenilworth, East Rand Mall, and Joburg. And we see foot traffic returning to those centers, and the growth in turnovers in those centers is now outstripping the smaller convenience centers. So certainly shoppers have returned to large format centers, largely because of those experience-based retailers that exist in these large format centers, which cannot be replicated in the smaller centers.
Now, there's also risk attached to this equation, I would imagine. There's no doubt that e-commerce is continuing to grow. So it's critical then that there is a balance between physical retail space on the one hand and the growing need for digital integration. Again, Nashil, how are shopping centers, how are big organizations like yours getting this right? Because you've got to find that sweet spot.
Yeah, so certainly, you know, the latest stats we have once again show that a big driver of growth of online is actually grocers, the likes of your Checkers 60, which is the most well-known one, I understand, to be. But that Checkers 60 and that online grocers, growth in that online spend is being enabled through physical stores, because those online orders are serviced through physical stores, and they can enlarge the catchment through physical stores. So there's clearly more of a focus towards omni-channel rather than pure online. We also see that in the fashion side. Most of the feedback from national retailers is that the trend is going to search online, buy in store. So I think in a South African context, it's more focus on omni-channel and we certainly facilitate those omni-channel retailers within our centers.
Thank you very much indeed. Joining me tonight, Nashil Chotoki, who is Retail National Asset Manager at the big Redefine Properties Group. I appreciate your time tonight. Thank you.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.